This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Congress is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown this upcoming weekend. The bill will extend two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills in Washington. Inflation is on the rise. USA's John Schaefer with the numbers.
The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January, aligning with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated last month that he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts.
There could be major windswept storms, maybe sandstorms, through the early part of this weekend in parts of the Rocky Mountain Desert in the U.S. The National Weather Service calling for Saturday's winds in Nevada and Utah to hit 60 miles per hour or more. Forecasters calling for localized wind bursts of hurricane strength in some places on Saturday. There are also blizzard and winter weather warnings in much of the mountainous regions nearby. At the same time, a wildfire continues raging out of control in Texas. It has recently become the largest ever in that state's history. A federal judge is issuing a temporary halt to a recent Texas law permitting local law enforcement to arrest individuals they suspect of illegally crossing the southern border. The Justice Department, along with the ACLU, filed a lawsuit arguing that only the federal government holds authority to enforce immigration laws. Disagreeing with Governor Abbott's assertions characterizing the influx of illegal immigration as an invasion, the judge's decision blocks the law from taking effect next week. Texas is anticipated to appeal the judge's ruling. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning that any deployment of Western troops to Ukraine could escalate to nuclear conflict. During his annual State of the Nation address, Putin asserted that Moscow possesses the capability to strike Western targets should they send troops to support Ukraine. However, he dismissed claims of Russia planning an assault on Europe as nonsense. Putin emphasized the grave threat posed by the potential for conflict involving nuclear weapons, which could result in the destruction of civilization. Former President Donald Trump thanking U.S. Supreme Court justices for agreeing to hear arguments in his immunity claims case over charges he interfered in U.S. government election proceedings after November 2020. He expressed gratitude via Truth Social this week after the High Court decided Wednesday to hear his immunity argument and make a ruling. The election case is currently on hold, so no trial can happen until the immunity issue is resolved. The Supreme Court hearing will take place the week of April 22nd. It could take several months to resolve the issue. Not all flowers smell sweet. Corey Myers has more.
Crowds are gathering once again to inhale the vile smell of a rotting corpse, just the Amorphophallus titanium, otherwise known as the corpse flower. It's an endangered tropical flower that only blooms once every 7 to 10 years for 1 to 3 days, releasing a pungent odor when it opens to attract flies to pick up some of its pollen and spread it around.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Now, good to have you with us. Happy Friday. Bill Martinez here. John Fleetwood's going to join us in just a moment. But meanwhile, wow, this is... What a headline. You've got a doctor who is placing all the OBGYNs and gynecologists on notice. And he's regarding halting the COVID-19 vaccine use in pregnancy. He says you will be subject to civil and or criminal charges for negligence, intent to harm, assault, battery, and murder. This according to Dr. James Thorpe in a recent ex-Twitter presentation. In a bold move to protect patient health, Dr. James Thorpe, a prominent obstetrician and maternal fetal medicine specialist, has issued a stark warning to leading medical organizations regarding the administration of COVID-19 vaccines to pregnant women. And you go, okay, so you go, what's going on here? Well, John Fleetwood is on the line with us right now. Hey, John, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill, doing great, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I was just reporting on what you have reported here. This is a big notice here coming from, you know, Dr. James Thorpe to all these OBGYNs, putting them on notice, saying, hey, look, the evidence is clear, and you cannot continue to promote, the COVID-19 jab on pregnant women because of the adverse reactions, a clear and undeniable present danger, right?
Yeah, and he really didn't pull any punches.
No, he didn't.
He's saying that these doctors are on formal notice. This is a direct quote from Dr. Thorpe. He said, you must call for an immediate moratorium on the use of COVID-19 vaccines in pregnancy, or you will be subject to civil and or criminal charges for negligence, intent to harm, assault, battery, and murder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming from Dr. Thorpe. He's, one of the leading medical experts out there right now, and he's not just one of those armchair medical experts like Dr. Fauci. He actually has, years of experience treating patients. And Thorpe, he's been all over the place. Thorpe.
Exactly.
He was on Tucker Carlson and... he's been all over the place.
Well, we've heard his name. He's an established, inarguable expert on this. The other thing that he points out, John, I think, which is quite scary, and that is that he contends that the vaccines are, in fact, gene therapies. Tell our audience what that means.
Well, the thing about calling this a gene therapy through COVID, at the very beginning, we had voices saying this, that this is a gene therapy, which is... something that people would be like, you're going to do something to my genes? I mean, yes. Like most people are okay with the idea of a vaccine. You put a, you know, a piece of a virus inside of you, or a whole virus, an attenuated virus inside of you, and your body recognizes it and then creates that you then get an immunity to it. But
right.
If somebody came up to you and said, hey, do you want me to edit and change your genes?
Yes.
Like your genome, your DNA, people would be like, no, thank you. Sorry, I don't want any of that. Even people who are pro-vaccine.
Yeah.
And from the beginning of this, people have been saying these are gene therapies, and the mainstream media has been running defense, trying to keep that kind of information from getting out. Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, had a recent sort of round table where he had all these medical experts talking about the dangers of these vaccines. And there was a medical expert, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, I might be able to pull it up here as we're talking, but he had an expert on who said that Moderna actually has, inside Moderna's patent, it says that this the mRNA can be reversed, transcribed into DNA, something like that. That the mRNA can actually affect the DNA, and it was in Moderna's own patent. And from the very beginning, we were showing the publications that I was at. I was making sure the word was getting out that the head of Bayer, there was a Bayer CEO, some head at Bayer, a massive pharmaceutical company, who had come out and called these gene therapies early on. So that's sort of the distinction here. And now what we're seeing are all of these adverse problems. Like I reported on the other day that 45% of women, since we're talking about, you know, pregnant women, women get pregnant, not men. We're talking about women here.
Yes, right.
You know, 45% of women report post-vaccine menstrual cycle changes. And that comes from, as I always report from these peer-reviewed medical journals, the Journal of Family and community medicine. 45% of women have these post-vaccine menstrual cycle changes. Most common changes are increased menstrual pain. That's 68% of women who experience that, and then lengthened cycle duration in 52%. And so that's why you have it's this study.
Well, you just can't. You just watch the women line up for that. Boy, I want my menstrual cycle to be extended, please. So, you know, give me plenty of that juice, right? And guys with them. Oh, yeah, do that, man, because my wife is so lovely during these times.
Well, it's like, you know, they weren't told that.
These, of course not.
The people who are injecting you, if you go to if it's a CVS or if it's even your own, you know, primary care physician who's injecting you with these things, they're not telling you these things. They're not showing
What do they know? What do they know to tell you? Are they going to give you the disclaimer? Are they going to tell you as they sit there and give you some, you know, you got some, you know, part-time, whatever, associate or somebody who's allowed to give you an injection that probably has a minimal amount of, you know, of awareness and education on it and is being paid minimum wage, $15 an hour to juice you up.
Exactly.
Like, they're going to know this, John? I mean, look at you. You have really stayed on this and committed. It's almost like your life's purpose these days is to keep us informed as to what the mad scientists are doing to us. And you probably feel in some respects you're getting paid less than $15 an hour. But, you know, but meanwhile, you know, for all the great work that you're doing here to keep us apprised of what's going on, John, seriously. I mean, what would you expect? I mean, you go by, whether it's a club warehouse, or, you know, the people that inject you, like they're official nurses or something. I don't think they're all very well qualified, other than somehow somebody has given them the holy hallelujah to go ahead and administer these injections. And they feel like, well, you know, hey, look, it's the flu shot or whatever it is. But little do they know what's in those vials and what kind of damage that they could be producing down the road.
Right. And these doctors, they're incentivized. They make more money with the more injections they give out. And so that gives them incentive not to follow up on these studies showing negative efficacy or adverse events from the vaccines. Plus, the mainstream is just pushing a pro-vaccine narrative you're just not going to hear it from these nurses and healthcare workers.
You know, John, if it was working, it was that positive, we'd be hearing positive testimonies. But I'm hearing more negative testimonies. What does that tell you?
Tells you a lot.
It does bring a lot of suspicion on it. And then when you have somebody, you know, like a Dr. James Thorpe, who is a noted OBGYN doctor, making a statement he's making, you better take notice. More from John after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said,
"Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?"
And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
After top of the hour, fresh and independent, just wait like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's John Fleetwood. John, you know, more and more as you and Dr. Barton and others have reported on the show, the mad scientists of this country have gone amok. It's like they've been given a license, after all that, the Democratic Party and Dr. Fauci and WHO, social media, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates. I mean, just go and start naming the names. All these people, this big cabal that have all joined Kumbaya, hands and hearts to, call the herd or whatever, and just say, look at, you guys can have a lot of fun now and just experiment. It doesn't matter. You don't need to go to third world countries anymore. I mean, hey, just go into the medical facilities here in this country, and you've got license to just experiment on the health and well-being of America's citizens, all in the name of Obamacare, right?
Right, and what if I were to tell your audience that they want to put vaccines in the food supply, like in lettuce and tomato, that your tomatoes and your produce, they'd probably say that I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? If you
Right.
Get somebody talking like that, oh, there's vaccines in the food, don't eat the food, there's vaccines in it, they think you're crazy. And I don't just mean like the food was vaccinated, like they're talking about now vaccinating cattle with mRNA vaccines. That's like a big debate now. And then, but it's the cows that have been vaccinated. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about them actually putting pharmaceutical drugs inside of the food supply. Mm-hmm. And if you think I'm crazy, multiple U.S. states are preparing for this to happen. There are multiple U.S. states preparing for vaccines to be added to the food supply. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got...
Is that to sort of condition us to so that we'll eat bugs and they'll taste like cows or something? Just kidding. we're being set up for something here. It's terribly, no doubt. Go ahead.
Well, this is kind of... It's multifaceted, though. That's crazy to think about them putting vaccines in lettuce, for example, because, okay, so if I'm a bigger guy and I can eat half a head of lettuce, do I get a bigger dose than somebody who's smaller, who's only eating a couple of leaves of lettuce? So there are all kinds of safety concerns like that. But here's what's weird to me. You've got a bill in Tennessee that was introduced last year that makes it a Class C misdemeanor to sell or distribute food containing vaccines without clearly labeling them as such. So at first you'd think, okay, that's great, especially for people who are skeptical and pro science and data on vaccines like I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want there to be a label. I want to be warned. I want
why would that even come up? Right?
That's the thing, Bill. That's exactly the question. Why not block vaccines from being put in the bill anyway? I'll tell you, I was at the Tennessee Capitol yesterday talking to a state senator. I'm not going to say who it was, but this was a Republican senator, and I asked him that very question. I said, why in the world are we even sitting here talking about putting labels on our food supply? Yeah, I want to know that, obviously, if there's vaccines in the food. I want to know. I don't want to take a drug that I don't know about. Nobody wants to do that.
But yeah, if Jay-Z hasn't told me that I should get vaccinated or eat something, I just don't want to do it without his, full authorization and his suggestion, right?
Get this. This is the story, Bill, because they're putting forward similar bills in Arizona, Texas. There are bills all over the states going on, and they were all introduced at the same time, which is kind of weird that they're all preparing for vaccines, but none of them are actually stopping it. And I asked, this was a Republican state senator in the state of Tennessee. It's like one of the freest states there are, like Tennessee,
right.
Florida, Texas, right? And he said, we don't have the vote. We don't have the votes to be able to stop putting vaccines in the food supply. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, in Tennessee? I said, don't we only have 33 Senate seats? He said, yes. Don't we have a Republican supermajority in the state of Tennessee? Well, yes, we do in the Senate. Isn't it like 27-6 Republicans to Democrats, 27 Republicans versus 6 Democrats in the Tennessee State Senate. He said yes. Mm-hmm. But doesn't that mean you only need 17 votes to pass a bill that would block mRNA vaccines in cattle? That was the bill I was talking about with this senator.
Right.
And he said, yeah, we'd only need 17. And I said, so you're telling me, Senator, you can't get 17 out of the 27 Republicans in the Tennessee State Senate to be on board with you to block putting mRNA vaccines injecting mRNA vaccines into cattle with all of the problems we're seeing with mRNA vaccines and the DNA contamination and reverse transcribing into the DNA causing all kinds of cancers and health issues. It could cause all kinds of health issues in the cattle, and then we eat that cattle. You're telling me you can't get 17 of the 27 Republicans to have your back to block this? And he said, yeah, that's right. Bill, can you believe that?
Well, I can believe that,
right?
Because
there.
You take a look and do a financial analysis of how many of those 27 Republicans are supported by Big Pharma for re-election.
Exactly right.
That's what the deal is, and that's why it's going across the country the way it is because this is the next big push. And why not? Right now, I'm telling you, this is what I'm saying. These mad scientists, we've let them out of the box, John. And, and they're going absolutely nuts, and they're turning the constituency, they're turning America into lab rats.
Well, what we need to do is understand what's happening. The mainstream is not going to help us. They're not going to inform us. Heck, so what that means we have to do is we have to get on the phone and call our local representatives in all of our states and say we do not want our, number one, we don't want our beef or our chickens or our pigs vaccinated with mRNA vaccines. Heck, I'd prefer if the food that I eat put in my body's not vaccinated at all. I just want them God's way.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, we need to tell them we do not want vaccines in our produce. We don't want to get vaccinated via our food. I mean, all this data is coming out now about how bad GMO food is and how much better organic is. I mean, talk about non-organic. Talk about GMO. A vaccine inside of food? There are there's no long-term placebo, double-blind, gold standard of scientific studies backing this. We are just the guinea pigs, as you say, Bill. So what we have to do is we've got to get on the phone, call your local representative, figure out who your local senator, your local representative is on local levels and federal levels. Call them and tell them no vaccines in the animals we eat, no vaccines in our food supply, because, Bill, it's coming. You've got Arizona preparing for it. You've got Texas preparing for it. You've got Tennessee preparing for it. And our representatives and senators are not doing a thing about it. They're actually facilitating it happening.
Well, because that's what they get rewarded for. That's what gets them reelected. See, what needs not only do you need to make the call, but you also need to do a deep dive and find out if your representative is supported by Big Pharma. How much money are they getting for their reelection campaigns by Big Pharma? One way, and I know these guys, they know how to hide it, so you're going to have to do some work on it. It's not going to be a slam dunk information deal. But there's several things to look at. You look at how much money they're getting, and you look at the policies and their vote. How does their vote go? Is it pro Big Pharma or is it against Big Pharma? These are some of the indications that you need to consider, and then that way you know that your representative is looking out for your best interest. But the fact of the matter is that the way the world turns and the way the bureaucracy turns, it's about the big machine of the bureaucracy. It is not about we the people. This is why they're so freaking out about Donald Trump, because Donald Trump believes that it should be about we the people, right, John? We got to leave it there. John Fleetwood, you're awesome. Thank you. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
See you, Bill. Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. Just like that, former President Trump is back on the primary ballot in Illinois thanks to an appeal filed Thursday. It comes in the wake of an Illinois circuit judge's ruling to exclude Trump from that state's primary ballot later on this month. Judge Tracy Roberts said in her ruling she was compelled to agree with the Colorado State Supreme Court, which placed Trump in violation of the Civil War era 14th Amendment insurrection ban on U.S. political candidates. The judge's order was paused, though, until the appellate court of Illinois hands down a final order. Hunter Biden says his father never got involved in any of his business ventures, including ones outside the U.S. Hunter grilled behind closed doors this week by Republican politicians leading the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. In his opening remarks this week, Hunter accused Republicans of misleading the public in their impeachment investigation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bill Martinez here. We're standing by for Jeff Carrera. We'll join with his audience in Louisiana, the Raging Cajun, and talk about, you know, we're talking about the southern border. I was talking to my friend via text this morning, Maria Espinoza from the Remembrance Project. Quite interesting. You know, we got the tale of two presidents, the tale of two border perspectives yesterday between Biden and President Trump. And interesting that, you know, President Trump mentioned Laken Riley, and there's so many others. I think it's over 140 American citizens now, or the count, according to the Remembrance Project, that have been murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant in our country. And you need to check out their website. I mean, this is really powerful what they've done. It's, you know, the Remembrance Project. So if you can remember, TRP-USA.org, okay? And there's a tab there that talks about stolen lives. It has a memorial, which is really special for each one that has been murdered. I mean, you know, people from 3 years old to 70, 80 years old, you know, young kids, wives, daughters, grandparents, you know, you can only imagine. In every state of the union, we have lost a legal citizen to an illegal alien, because of the open borders that have been going on. So in just a moment, you'll hear Jeff in the background. Here he is. He joined
us now. Hey, Mr. Bill.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, great. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. I was just mentioning to the audience that I was talking with Maria Espinoza from the Remembrance Project, Jeff, and talking about the quilt that they do, you know, in honoring each of the victims of what they call a stolen life. And, of course, their latest one that they have is dedicated to Lakin Riley, the 22-year-old from Athens, Georgia. That Donald Trump, mentioned her name. Joe Biden, I guess he's clueless about who all is involved here. And, a clear contrast between these two presidents at the border and even at the points of the border that they were at. I mean, it's just that alone, Jeff, tells you everything that you should be able to see and understand in terms of the clear contrast between these two presidents and their ideology.
Exactly. And you look at the numbers, and under President Trump, we really had a border that was under control, and things have just gotten totally out of hand under Biden. I do want to give credit to Governor Abbott for some of the security improvements that he's made. With the barbed wire, with the National Guard, and now the illegals are moving over to Arizona, New Mexico, and California. And I think we could see some of that yesterday. I'm glad President Trump mentioned that he had contacted the family of Lakin Riley. That was probably something that meant a lot to that family. Joe Biden has not mentioned her name. And I think it's despicable because his policies led to that young woman, that beautiful young woman being killed.
And how many, down the road, just add to the numbers. It's been an absolute calamity, brought to you by the policies of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. I mean, this really needs to fall on the party and the party's leadership that said this. I mean, they come back and they get in front of the camera and tell you, oh, well, it's the Republicans. No, HR2's been there. We've had offered remedies that you have resisted because it doesn't work in your favor, and you're trying to tie other things into it so that, everything's a quid pro quo with the Democrats. Okay, we'll give you border control. What do you mean you'll give me border? We're talking border safety for the American people. Oh, but we want this in exchange. How is that good governance? How is that good policy?
Yeah, it's not responding to what the American people want. The polls that I'm looking at, Bill, show number one problem in the country is illegal immigration. That's the number one concern. Yet what these politicians are telling us is we need to fund Ukraine first, if we do put a package together, it'll be three times as much for Ukraine as it is for the border.
And exactly.
That, everything's backwards. The border should be the focus. The border should be the priority. The border should be where most of the funding goes. Mm-hmm. Not a foreign country, and they don't get that, and they certainly don't want to respond to what the American people are screaming. President Trump gets it, Bill. That's what he's talking about.
Well, this is why he says America first. They say America last.
Yeah.
Okay? And they say it by their policies and by their own actions and the way they defer the obvious. I mean, everything's been turned on its head. Everything that was working during the Trump administration, Joe Biden with the, with a pen and a cell phone and following the lead of his predecessor, one Barack Obama, has done everything they can to, destroy the American way of life and the American dream. And they're so close, Jeff. I am cautious. I say afraid. This is the, the non-spiritual side of me. This isn't the man of faith speaking, but I am afraid for America that if we do not turn the tide in 2024, if President Trump is not brought into office, then we're going to see the absolute complete destruction and total transformation of America as envisioned by Barack Obama.
We cannot have, Bill, and I think you're 100% right, we cannot have four more days, four more hours of the Biden administration once January 20th, 2025 comes. I mean, Donald Trump has got to be president again. We can't afford this. It is destroying the country. I cannot even imagine another term. Biden and Harris as president. It's just unthinkable.
Right.
And I am seeing, let me just say I'm optimistic, Bill. I'm looking at polls. Donald Trump's got healthy leads in swing states. Biden's poll numbers are terrible. People say immigration's the number one issue. And you know what the number two issue is? The economy. And
the economy.
Biden's terrible on that, too.
Exactly.
So he's terrible on that.
And we're not even talking. You know, we're not even talking national security, because we haven't had another 9/11. But you know, even Christopher Wray said, you know, that is imminent. That we're under red alert right now because of the, you know, the pending dangers because of the resulting from the open border. So it's like, wait a minute, this is a no-brainer. The open border is increasing the alert level and terrorist activity in our country, and the answer is, oh, just leave them open and let more come in?
I know, it's insane. They want the votes. They want the political power. That's why they're doing this, obviously. Mm-hmm. They don't care about these folks. They just want the raw power. They think it's going to give them, but it is backfiring on them. We had an incident here just the other day, Bill, right outside of New Orleans in Kenner. An illegal from Honduras is accused of raping a 14-year-old girl and stabbing a man in the face. Police chief was complaining about the fact there are no records on these illegals that are here. There's no way for them to do their investigation. There's nothing in the database on them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's calling out the policies of this administration that are letting these folks come here in massive numbers. And we're next door to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting the impact here as well. And happening, I think the comment that every state is a border state is certainly true.
Well, what they're exacerbating is the potential of vigilantism. When the government fails to protect the people will find a way to protect themselves. And then we're gonna see a lot of hell breaking loose, all because we didn't do the right thing by the American people. They've lost confidence in the leadership. And you can't blame them for that, because they're not going to stand still and watch their daughters raped and murdered, or their sons, you know, killed by drunk drivers that are here, illegal immigrants with, you know, a 5,000 EBT card and accommodation. And this is their way of saying thank you, is they break our laws and kill our children. This is unacceptable.
And some of these countries, like Venezuela, they're emptying their prisons and they're sending them here. And what they're seeing in Venezuela is a reduction in crime, because their criminals are being exported to here.
Of course. Yeah.
And remember
how they gave Trump a bad time when he said they're not sending their best? And so now here the evidence is clear that they're not. And where are the Democrats? You know, MSNBC, there was, oh, they were clutching their pearls. You know, Trump said, oh, he's such a, you know, he's such a racist to make that kind of statement, right?
Oh,
yeah, telling you.
And I want to give him credit for bringing it up when he first decided to run. He drew attention to the issue, and it's still an issue today. And he's the one that really brought it to the forefront. And he's the one who can fix it, Bill.
Well, my friend, keep up the great fight. I appreciate you. Jeff Carrere, the pride and joy of Louisiana, the Raging Cajun. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, sir.
Pfizer vaccine.
All right. And that's Bill Martinez with us right here.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
With you. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com, we've got the director of Plugged In himself, Adam Holtz, joins us. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Bill, I'm great. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, congrats again to Focus for the great award at NRB for It's a Baby, a great commercial.
Yep.
I mean, I just love that. And people loved it, too. I mean, they just really responded to the common sense approach, to life, it's not a fetus, it's a baby. It's crazy. Good job.
Well, and I think what it illustrates, Bill, is how important language is. And too often, I think folks on the progressive left sort of co-opt terms, and it becomes a part of our parlance, and it shapes the discourse. And so I think this is an example of how we on the right can, begin to reclaim some of those words and speak more truthfully, because a lot of times the language and the phraseology that gets used on the left, it's just mumbo jumbo, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just gibberish, gender affirming care. It sounds lovely, right? Who could argue with that? And so we have got to be wise with the way we use words. But you know that.
I mean, the flag's got to go up. You hear gender affirming care. That tells you exactly.
Right.
Just like somebody coming in and saying, "Here's my pronouns." I mean, okay.
Right.
You know what you're dealing with right from the get go. Right.
Certainly. Off the top of my head, obviously.
That was a good example, because it's appropriate, because that's what happens. You see, it sounds good on the surface, just like pro-choice. Okay,
right.
Well, yeah, pro-choice. Well, pro-choice gives you pro-consequences. Okay,
right.
It gives you good or bad consequences. All right.
Right.
But no, we're just going to leave it at pro-choice, because that's what they do. They short circuit the narrative in such a way to tell you, what's pretty on top, but forget about what's underneath. Right.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, it's quietly Orwellian, because it's a subversion of language in a way that predisposes you to think a certain way before you've even critically evaluated it. You know, if you didn't know what pro-choice meant, again, you know, it's taking things that are fundamentally problematic and couching them in language that, you know, that seems positive. And then, you know, the opposite is also true. You know, to call somebody transphobic, well, it's a ridiculous use of language. I'm not afraid of somebody who would identify as trans, but we could have a conversation about, well, theoretically we could, about that set of choices, right? Mm-hmm. And so whether it's hate, whether it's, you know, fill in the blank, phobic, anyway, you take my meaning. Yeah. It's important for us to fight those battles. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's back to that first question in the Garden of Eden, did God really say, right?
Well, exactly.
So if I get you to doubt your foundation of reason, then everything comes into question, right? And especially if I get you to doubt that there's no such thing as absolute truth. Really?
Right.
Okay. Right?
Right.
So then your truth is your truth, my truth is my truth, kumbaya, everybody just goes on. But yeah, but what happens when you come and you have to reconcile your truth with the truth of God, and you're right there at the decision gate?
Well, and even the phrase my truth, again, it sounds nice. You know, well, we want to give people space to have their own opinions, but we don't get to have our own reality, Bill. And that's where we as Christians step in and say, you can have whatever thought or opinion or belief or conviction you want, but you don't get to define reality. And these are words and phrases that at the very least are defining the terms of the debate in our culture. And we on the conservative end of things, we've got to be wise, and we've got to fight back and reclaim some of that ground, which, back to your initial observation, that's what the It's a Baby ad really does, I think.
Yeah, did a great job. Some other great movies that were, I mean, a lot of great movies that were presented at NRB. Average Joe was one of them. You know, of course, this is the story of one man's fight to ensure freedom for all. Former Marine and coach set an example, you know, for the kids. As a man, he stood up to tyranny and fought to protect our constitutional rights, taking it all the way to the Supreme Court. And despite all odds, you know, to your point, look, you know, we just cannot roll over. But the courage of this one man in the Supreme Court's decision in Coach Kennedy's favor, the Kennedy versus Bremerton case, hailed as one of the most important cases in American history, as the court upheld the constitutional intent behind freedom of speech and religious liberty. Huge, huge victory in this movie, Average Joe. I'm trying to remember when exactly it's going to be coming out, but this is a must-see by everyone of faith, everybody that wants to believe in our First Amendment of free speech.
Love it. And know that they've previewed some of these movies early at NRB, and as we get closer to release dates, PluggedIn.com will be covering all of it to tell you exactly what's in it and what you need to know. And with a movie like that, really, you know, praising the message that's delivered.
Yeah, great job on that one. Another screening that they did, and I know that it was hard for people to see, but it was one that people needed to see, and it will remain with you. You can't unsee it. And that was the unedited footage of the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack on Israel. And I'm glad they showed it there, because it brings it into clarity. There's no denying, you know, what happened on October the 7th.
Yeah. Well, and again, as we watch the news, it's this constant battle for who gets to define what actually happened.
Yeah.
And you know, Bill O'Reilly used to have the no spin zone, and he's been gone for some time. But I think that's the right frame in terms of what is the truth here, and how the Hamas situation has been spun as, you know, freedom fighters. And just the rhetoric has been absurd when you look at what actually happened that day, which is what you see with something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can justify anything, clearly. And here we are in America. We've turned reason on its head. And, you know, there's just, you cannot justify the human abuse of innocence that occurred. Now, you know, and I understand. I mean, I can appreciate. Nobody wants to see people dying. Thousands of people that are dying there, in the Gaza. But and I don't know if there's enough. If there's enough remnant of Palestinians who can throw the Hamas leadership out of that land in order to preserve any kind of future for them because of what they've done. And, I think that any other country would be doing what Israel is doing. And Israel is doing this with their hands tied behind their back because America is, looking over their shoulder and trying to, come up with some two-state solution, which... I don't know how you get there, especially after what the Palestinians, what Hamas did.
Well, that's exactly right. And you've got a group of people who is, repeatedly and vehemently and historically committed to the eradication of Israel. And that's their starting point, from the river to the sea, right?
Exactly.
There's not a lot of nuance here about what the desired intent is. And so I don't know how, I'm a little bit afield from my typical movie review duties here, but I don't know how you reconcile those two perspectives. And Israel really is, I think, under a kind of existential attack here.
Well, and again, I think it's their business. It is their business. And, we're trying to stay out of it, but we're trying to stay out of it, but still being in it. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You either are for again, but for political reasons, because Joe Biden is losing factions of American states that are pro-Arab. He's two-faced, and it's a mess. It's not the way to run a railroad, and this is why Bob Gates said that Biden, when it came to foreign policy 40 years, I think now it's over 50. He's been consistent. He's still batting 1,000. Hasn't gotten much right. So, this is what we're counting on, so I don't know what to expect. Cabrini was also filmed, featured there, and good movie. Yeah,
and I believe it's out next week, so you can look for a review next week on that one.
Well, good. And then one that I'm looking forward to also is The Firing Squad.
Okay, tell me about that. Yes. I'm actually not familiar with that one.
You're not? Yeah, okay. This is, I think this is the one with Kevin Sorbo, if I'm remembering correctly.
Okay.
And, I'm just trying to pull up the review here. You see, I leaned on you because you know everything, and then I get to
I know, but sometimes I don't, so I'm not going to try to pretend here.
and my link to The Firing Squad is not working, so we're just going to have to leave it at that. And
we'll circle back to it.
Let me see here. Let me see if maybe something happens here. It says, going very slowly. Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. Clock is ticking. Firing Squad. okay, this is a fundraiser. A lot that's happening, I think, that's amazing in Christian filmmaking is the joint venture and audience participation.
Fantastic.
Let me see. Oh, this was the film was dedicated to the Christians who were executed by firing squad in Indonesia on April the 29th of 2015. Premieres in 2,500 plus theaters on August of this year across the nation. It stars James Barrington, Kevin Sorbo, as I mentioned, and Cuba Gooding Jr. So so we'll know
right.
that, and so we'll be looking forward to your review on that. So I'm glad I was able to pull up that information. And look, I don't even work for Plugged In. I just know people are plugged in.
That's right.
Adam Foltz. Thank you, pal. Take care.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.